Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Got to give a big shout out, by the way, to get the show started. Big fan I saw last night.
Oh, yeah?
Fast Eddie, the ticket taker down at PNC Park. Yep, I saw him at the softball game last night. His granddaughter played for Ingomar, which was... sadly upset by our Hamptons.
Yeah, all right.
Playoffs moving through
softball
the
softball playoff season. Time of year.
But I saw Fast Eddie, and he tells us that he listens every day, but he's excited for July 1st because he's a ticket taker down at the home plate gate, and it's going to be everybody back, all hands on deck. He's excited about it. So Fast Eddie
feels like that weekend's going to be pretty big for people that want to get back to the ballpark. We were looking at tickets last night as well.
I agree, and I was talking to him about it, and I said, yes, good stuff that people will be kind of out and about. And when you see at least, I don't know about a full ballpark, but you see the availability of full ballparks and full football stadium, it feels like that was it, whenever we first got into this, going to be the return to normalcy, whenever you're allowed to at least get back to places in full form. I don't know what the hell's going on. I hate to do this. This pains me. And deep down, I don't think, at least used to be, not a terrible guy. But I think there are some times where John Steigerwald actually made sense in his life, right?
Whoa.
Yes, I hate to do this. But do you remember when he used to be on the news and he would run that graphic? IWRB, the idiots who run baseball. I distinctly remember this when I was a little kid. He would run a graphic and he would say, the next decision for the IWRB, the idiots who run baseball. For me, I think he's right in this one. And I don't know if he's using IWRB here, but what's happening now, we're just 48 hours into what we're doing with checking for pine tar, checking for rosin, checking for spider tack, checking for everything, and it feels like it slowed our game to an absolute crawl. This from MASN, this the biggest example of it, the Max Scherzer situation, and the second time he was checked.
Trying to throw somebody off their game, and Davey rightfully coming out to protect his guy to see what's going on here.
Matt drops his hat, and Carlos Torres is going to get mad at him. This is in the middle of an inning after you struck a guy out, and it was initiated by the other manager. If I'm Davey, I'm not standing for this at all. And now Girardi's going to come out and become a bigger part of it.
Well, I love how Davey's coming out to protect his guy here. Girardi trying to find anything to get Max off his game, but honestly, I think it's only going to fire him up more and going to make him better.
It ended up being the third time, and again, MASN, big thank you to them. They cover the Nats. End of the first inning, he was checked. The third inning, he was checked. That was one out in the fourth inning, and that was at Joe Girardi's request. Look, I don't like any of this, but I have a question for the people that are okay with this. And Max Scherzer put on quite a display. Some will call him petulant, but I'm okay with it in terms of his reaction, because what was done there that couldn't have been done in between innings?
Nothing. And this is all. And I don't mean the whole situation about spider tack and baseball. I mean, that Max Scherzer check, that third check last night in the fourth inning after the strikeout, that's on Joe Girardi. This is on Joe Girardi for making this a spectacle. Every other check
couldn't
that's
happened. Couldn't it be on the umpires for saying, no, we're not doing it right now?
I mean, they've been told, and this loops back on Major League Baseball, not tying up the loose ends on this policy when you're going to enact it midseason. They have been told that if a manager asks for a check, they're to perform the check. This is on Joe Girardi for making a spectacle out of Max Scherzer, on Scherzer for not helping, certainly. I understand why he was upset, but also acting like a toddler. Because every other check I've seen, Colin, has come in between innings or during a pitching change.
Right.
When we're not even watching the game. Like I said yesterday, you're either getting up to go to the bathroom if you're at home, or checking your social media feed, or if you're at the ball game, you're doing one of those things too. Going to the bathroom, checking your phone, or buying some nachos or beer. You're not paying attention. This happening in the middle of the inning and being used. Joe Girardi should be called into the commissioner's office and called on the carpet for using it as a way to try and slow down Max Scherzer.
I saw a funny one. Well, two things. Garrett Crochet, or whatever the fella's name was last night, he gives up a bunch of he's terrible. He gives up a bunch of runs. They check him as he's walking off the field. And he has to give in to it, or right. he's guilty if he doesn't. He's like, come on, I just gave up four earned runs. Yeah. What the hell you want my glove for? Obviously, I wasn't cheating. Back to the Girardi thing, where you say it comes back to Girardi. It does in terms of gamesmanship. But let me offer this, which I've not understood through any of this, and I don't feel like anybody's bringing this up. We have this hyper-sensitive computer equipment that is behind home plate. We have tracking and everything that tracks every single pitch. Anybody that subscribes to the At-Bat app or whatever it is, or the real-time stuff.
You don't even have to subscribe. You can go on Baseball Savant and you can see RPM readings as they're happening, basically.
Not even Baseball Savant. You can go on the MLB official website, right. State-run media, Al Jazeera of MLB. You can go on that. Baseball can monitor spin rates in real time.
Yes.
In real time as it's happening. Why, if something's askew, if something's such an outlier, why isn't a third party just not stopping the game? Why aren't they buzzing down to they can do that with replay. Why can't we do that if something is so far off?
I get what you're saying. I look at it as, again, I don't want the interruption in the middle of an inning. I don't. So if you're going to perform the checks, fine. Perform them at the end of innings or when a guy is coming off the mound, when he's been lifted from a game.
But hasn't the great indicator been spin rates and not necessarily visual evidence? At least that's my understanding.
Well, I mean, visual evidence based on the stuff that was turned in, I guess, in the first month or two of the season. But yes, the spin rates have been a large part of this.
Well, the stuff was turned in and then you had to have a comprehensive look at it. It wasn't like you saw it from the umpire's view.
You had to have statistical evidence.
If we can track spin rates in real time, why aren't we just tracking them and them saying the spin rate went from this mean average and man, it spiked exponentially. Right. Now go check them. This is what we are doing right now is we're setting up speed traps and we're stopping people that are going 27 into 25.
It's like driving on 19 in southern West Virginia on your way to the beach.
Stopping everybody in speed traps and not everybody is speeding. And it is a game in which we're trying to make faster, and we have totally effed it up.
The screw up last night in performing that check mid game. I put it all on Girardi. I'm not trying to absolve Major League Baseball either. Major League Baseball has made a lot of mistakes. They do a lot of things wrong, and the way they've tried to implement this mid season, I question more and more every single day because you get the feeling, Colin, that no one in New York talked out all these issues that we're now talking out on sports talk radio every single day.
There seems to have been no proactivity. It's like, let's launch it, and then what happens if this happens? What happens if
we'll deal with it? Yeah.
Is that the way it looks to you?
Yeah, and it can't be that way. One of the first things when they talked about implementing this midseason should have been, okay, well, what happens if a manager decides to ask for a check in the middle of an inning and we've already checked the guy twice?
Or what happens if a manager asks for something and the guy is clean? Because for me, if an opposing manager asks for a pitcher to be checked for illegal substances and they disrupt the damn game and the pitcher comes up clean, the manager should be ejected and fined at the bare minimum. He's disrupting the game. He's obviously disrupting a pitcher from his rhythm. And if the guy is clean, there should be some sort of punishment.
Yeah.
Yes, recourse. Or else you're just going to have guys, hey, that looks like. And Scherzer made a very
public display.
I'm just rubbing my hair. And then post-game, Scherzer went on to say this.
I wasn't just using rosin tonight, so wasn't doing anything. That's all fine. And obviously Girardi, for me, it's kind of confusing. If you watch the bomb at bat, I mean, I almost put a 95 mile an hour fastball on his head because the ball slipped out of my hand. The whole night I was sick of kind of licking my fingers and tasting rosin the whole night. So the only part, I couldn't even get sweat from the back of my head because it wasn't really a warm night. So for me, the only part that was sweaty on me was actually my hair. So I had to take off my hat to be able to try to get any type of, try to get some type of moisture on my hand, specifically that at bat. I'd have to be an absolute fool to actually use something tonight when everybody's antennas so far high to look for anything. So it is what it is, whatever. Turn the page, move on.
For a sweat problem, you can call Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. Max Scherzer can. I don't know where we are. I don't know where we go. Again, remember this, all of this. We're 48 hours into this, and it's already caused people stress.
And if Major League Baseball is going to really stand by implementing this midseason and trying to figure out everything on the fly, the next step is, I'm telling you, call Joe Girardi and say, listen, pal, the next time you, and by the way, all the other managers, we hope you're listening, the next time you try to call a guy out, you've had, since the beginning of Major League Baseball, baseball's been played professionally, managers have had the opportunity to call guys out for using a substance. And how many times have we seen managers call for those checks over the last 30, 40 years? I mean, what, once a year maybe?
Maybe.
If that.
This all came about, too, because an umpire unilaterally did it, too. It wasn't necessarily because of a manager. This started with Joe West. Keep that in mind. And, again, I'll go back to this. We're here because of legal substances. Remember that. Suntan lotion is legal. Rosin is legal. Sweat is legal. We're here because Major League pitchers, two of them, told me in the last week, active ones, not retired ones, active ones, told me that it's no more than 5 to 10 pitchers in the whole game are using spider tech.
And I trust you and your sources. But the statistical studies that have been done on this, and we can get back into this when we've got more time to talk about it, but I think the statistical studies, and I'll look up the numbers for that when we get back into it, tell you that like close to 2/3 of pitchers in baseball have lost spin rate over the last month.
But that could be because of pine tar. That could be because of rosin. That could be because of suntan.
Could be. But let's say 10% of those guys, of those 2/3 that have lost spin rate over the last month, were using something more than they're allowed to use. That's still 50, 60, 70 guys around Major League Baseball using more than they should. So I'm not saying your sources are wrong or lying. They believe that there's only a handful of guys using it. I believe, based on that statistical evidence, that there's probably a whole lot more.
And the pitchers will tell you suntan lotion and rosin and pine tar and sweat are all legal substances. They've never been explicitly. Now, they have been told that they can't doctor baseballs with them.
Right.
But what if you have suntan lotion and it gets on your hand? What if you have rosin and it combines with sweat and it creates a kind of a paste? It's never been outlined hard. What they did is they outlined it hard after the fact. And it's created such a muddy area here. The guys who are using the hardcore spider tack stuff, again, no more than 10, I'm told, in baseball. They've ruined the real cheats ruined it for the guys just trying to get a grip on the ball. Is the thought inside this game from both offense and defensive players?
I would ask, again, your guys and other guys who believe that it was only a handful of people going above and beyond with the spider attack to maybe look at the numbers and see if there were guys who were using a whole lot more than just the legal stuff to get those spin rates, and now all of a sudden you got 2/3 of the league.
And we
got to
take care of our man Rick Dayton.
What is going on?
His Facebook is still hacked by Vietnamese women that are putting their language on there, that are I can't understand it, so we can't play it. That are trying to push like different purses,
cosmetics,
and different things on them. It's just been 3 weeks since Facebook has been hacked.
Why can't Facebook get its act together and get it fixed?
Take it all down. I'm starting to think that it's not a hack. That Rick, I'm starting to venture.
Rick has
into
relocated to
Vietnam,
Cambodia, Vietnam, somewhere.
It's right up there now.
East Asian Delta.
Strikingly good-looking Vietnamese women and Rick Dayton's Facebook.
Do we know? Has he been coming in every afternoon to do the show, or does he do it from home?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
No idea as to this. But
we got it. There's more investigation that
has to be.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.